Yeah, seventh parak of Parah, fourth Mishnah. Kaddish Liv and a Kaddish Loch. If he says, you Makaddish my waters, I'll Makaddish your waters. A Rishon kosher. Because when he's Makaddish for me, it's not the person who's Makaddish his water, so it doesn't pass. But the second one is possible because it was Mafsik between the Miloy and the Kiddush with the Malach. Malali, yeah, Malali and Malaloch. He says, fill up my water and fill up water for me, and then after fill up for you. Then Achon kosher, the second one's kosher because the malacha of the second one, the second malacha was a hefsek between the mili of the first waters and its kiddush. And even though this doesn't belong to him, this we learned before, by drawing the water, even he can pass it somebody else's water. Kaddish liva malaloch, shnem kshem. If he says, put ashes into mine, and then afterwards I will fill up water for you, then they're both kosher because the milui that he does for somebody else is already after the kiddush of the first one. That's definitely not a problem. If he says that we're talking about a person who already had drawn water, and then someone comes up to him and says, after you drew water, your water, draw for me water, and then afterwards I will be Makadish the water for both of us. So here they're both puzzle. Why? Because the first one is mafsik between his milui by doing a milui for somebody else, so that's considered he did a malacha between his milui and his kiddush. And the second one is puzzle. Why? Because he had his water drawn and he was Makadish the other person's thing between the mila of his water and the kiddush of his water. So he, since it's his water that he's going to be Makadish, if he was Makadish somebody else's waters before he's Makadish his own, that will pass off his waters.